Welcome to this week's inspiring message. I am John Stewart, a deacon at Second Presbyterian. As the IU, Purdue, and Duke fans mourn over our loss, we look forward to Palm Sunday and then Easter. During Reverend Lang's sermon today about table manners, she reminded us of her grandmother's table in Evansville, Indiana. It reminded me of my grandparents' table in Lebanon, Indiana, and also my other grandparents in Broderpool. Good manners always meant saying grace before the meal and interacting with your family at mealtime. While I grew up with these expected good manners and continued them in college, I admit that this hectic, paced world with kids in school, activities, and my work schedule did not allow for a family gathering very frequently. Eating at different times and watching a movie was many times more frequent than family meals. I do regret that to this very day. When Jesus took his place at the table, Luke 22:14-19, with his apostles, he shared that he would not eat until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he shared drink and bread with all present, saying, "Do this in remembrance of me." In the second scripture lesson, John 2:13-22, it talks about Jesus becoming angry, a state of his personality I find difficult to believe. However, Jesus found people doing things in the temple which did not reflect what his Father's house was meant to be, certainly not a marketplace. Some have referred to Jesus losing his cool as the temple tantrum. Reverend Lang's explanation makes more sense to me, that he was cleansing the temple and that his love for all people and the temple were the basis for his actions. While it is hard to fathom Jesus was angry, it gives me pause to realize that his human traits and how we can all learn from his actions. May God bless all of you this season of Lent and this coming Easter. I am proud to call all of you my family at Second.